Q100, Mo, welcome to the South. It is winter. It is chili time, as in eating chili. Okay? And that's why Mara is here.
Happy post-Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thank you.
It's chilly outside. It was really nice. I got a text, actually, from Bert on Thanksgiving. And it was like in the morning, so I know it couldn't have been a drunk text.
No.
So it was like, it was a genuine happy Thanksgiving, Mara. I loved that,
and
by the way.
And it wasn't even a group one. It was individually wrapped.
Now, did you send that to a lot of people, or was I?
I did not.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh.
I enjoyed it.
Oh, I'm glad.
Okay. Just wanted to acknowledge. I thought that was cute. It was cool. I liked that. Because, you know, the holidays are an interesting time to, like, text people.
Why? I just don't like to be on that group one.
Well,
where
yeah.
It's just very generic.
Nobody likes a group
right.
text. All right, let me focus on chili because it is cold outside, and I think it's pretty early for it to be cold in Atlanta this year. Just by the way, Mo, I mean, I think it's pretty chilly. But this really resonated with a lot of people. It depends on how you like chili, whether you like Texas style chili, chili con carne, white chili, green chili. Does anybody have a preference here?
I don't know the difference between any of them, and Kristen doesn't like chili.
So I'm not a fan.
So 50% of us are gone.
Yeah. Well, I know Cassie likes it because I got some tweets from her. So let me just get started with a lot of the barbecue restaurants, because if you're going to eat barbecue, that's a great place to get chili. So Fox Brothers, you can get them with tater tots. You know, that's a big thing. That's a thing. Dixie Q, you know, they just won the Brookhaven Chili Contest, so theirs is really good. Loyal Q, and you can see on our show Atlanta Eats, Smoke Jack and Alpharetta, a lot of smoky goodness on that one. Some of the classics, definitely Super Jenny. They do a turkey chili that everybody loves. It's called My Dad's Turkey Chili. That's really like super famous around town. And that inspired Mitch Chili at Metro Fresh, which is in Midtown. Farm to Ladle and Breadwinner in Sandy Springs is a big one. Like, I got a lot for the turkey chili. I mean, chili is just so hearty, and you can make it and it can sit for a while.
Is chili a little bit like stuffing in that sometimes you can just get too ambitious, like you add too much stuff? I mean,
I think that depends. I like the simpler the better. Like for me, I love a white bean chili. Like the one at the Highland Bakery is one of my all-time favorites. Like I like white chili. But I think the longer it sits, actually, the better it gets. But do people put too much crap in there? I don't know. The more beans, the better. Beans are good for you.
I like the thickness. That's how I like my... Like,
that's what she said.
It's just...
Sorry.
Save all that.
Saw that coming.
But the door was open.
Sometimes it just looks like ground beef. And yeah. I'm like, I love it. That's how I want it.
Well, yeah, right. That's the thing. So like everybody does it differently. Like the burger joints do it. Like Grindhouse Burger, you know, they do their championship brisket chili. So that's pretty thick. And they pile that on a hot dog or a hamburger. I'm not into that. I like my chili straight.
You don't like a sloppy Joe?
I don't.
No.
I'm not into a sloppy Joe.
Have you tried the Frito bag of goodness at Fox Brothers?
Well, that's true. That's different, but that's you eat it with your... It's not like a sandwich that's leaking.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So what's
different.
That, like nachos almost?
It's a little bag of Fritos. They pour chili in it and cheese and onions, all this stuff, and then you eat it right out of the bag of Fritos.
It's pretty great. I mean, it's gluttonous. The Highlander, if you're going to like look for some heavy metal, what goes better with heavy metal than Jamaican jerk chili? I like that. That's a really famous one. Butcher and Brew in Alpharetta has a white bean chili, and Mitch's Meats in Roswell. Everybody goes bonkers over their chili. Listen, watch our show Atlanta Eats. It's on every single day on Peachtree TV. You can follow me on Instagram, Mara Davis 2000. I'll always get back to you when it comes to your restaurant recommendations. Stay warm and eat chili.
I think you covered it all there. Mara Davis on The Bert Show, Q100.